You're listening to SBS News.
Refugee and migrant women living in Australia are being supported in their entrepreneurial ventures by a scholarship scheme introduced by non-profit organisation CEO Violet Ramalotis. The Ignite Multicultural Women's Business Scholarship, offered by community organisation Settlement Services International, aims to assist women from migrant backgrounds build their own businesses. The scholarship offers recipients access to a 12-month program and $20,000 in financial support to help them start their own business and assist them in navigating Australia's business system. SSI CEO Violet Ramalotis says the program is about empowering women from diverse backgrounds to go out and achieve their goals.
One of the important things for us in community is to understand that there's a great contribution from migrants. They're very entrepreneurial. And this scholarship was an opportunity to support women who've got great ideas, business concepts, or a business that they want to scale, to actually dip into expertise and advice to really help build their business.
The daughter of Greek migrants, she says she saw firsthand within her migrant community how resourceful and resilient women are.
I know I've lived it with my parents and others. When you arrive on the shores of another country, you come with great aspirations and hopes, and everything is an opportunity and you're eternally grateful. So there's something inside refugees and migrants who come, who feel, I want to create, I want to do something.
The program, first put in place in June 2018, saw four women successful in their scholarship application. Marilyn Hernandez was one of the winners. Miss Hernandez migrated to Australia in 2003, but failed to find work in her field of study, graphic design, because of her low English language levels. Intent on working, she launched her own cake and sweet company, but despite her talent as a graphic designer informing her attention to detail, she was not turning a profit. She says she didn't have the access to resources she needed.
I set up my business at home with, you know, a website that I did myself and a few things, but I didn't know how to market the product. I didn't know how to deal with the finances at the time. Social media wasn't as powerful as it is these days, so I didn't know how to deal with that.
The scholarship gave her access to marketing, finance and sales experts, which she says has helped her business prosper. She says she wants women to know that if they have an idea and a passion, they can turn it into a business. They just have to believe in themselves.
If you believe with your heart and soul that what you want to do is what you are passionate about, you have to pursue it, because somehow you will find a way to get the business happening. But you really need to be 110% sure that that's what you want to do.
Originally from Afghanistan, Parasto Brahami was also one of the four women chosen to receive the scholarship. Miss Brahami spent 11 years living as a refugee in Indonesia before she was granted asylum in Australia. While in Indonesia, her family couldn't afford to send her to school after year 9, and so she says she began teaching people how to bead.
When I was in Indonesia, I used to teach refugee women, 50 to 60 refugee women beads, how to do beading and how to make jewellery to heal them from mental illness, anxiety and depression.
Miss Brahami went to SSI looking for a way to turn her love of therapeutic craft into a business idea. Still at the product development stage, Miss Brahami has created a business which specialises in Afghan-inspired jewellery while balancing her studies at Western Sydney University. She says the scholarship has allowed her to start a business which celebrates her Afghani culture and gives back to the community.
This scholarship will help me to empower women, especially Afghan women, to empower them. They can do anything they want. And I would like to, in future, if I can provide jobs for those women who are not educated, they don't know how to write, they don't know how to read. So I would like to empower them and encourage them, like, look, there is something else that you can do to support your family financially.
Miss Ramalotis says entrepreneurs like Miss Hernandez and Miss Brahimi are setting examples for other women out there about what they can achieve. She says she hopes more migrant and refugee women will be inspired to believe in their own business ideas and make them a reality.
Building businesses is a long process. It doesn't happen overnight. But if you can have four women who say, I received this scholarship and support, this is the outcome for me, I'm also happy to start a network and to share this information and knowledge. That's very important.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.